A row has broken out among Belfast City Councillors over a planned new footbridge. Belfast's proposed pedestrian and cycling gasworks bridge has been granted planning permission by Belfast City Council, but there's been a row over a last-minute unionist resistance to the project. During Wednesday's planning committee, all six unionist councillors present voted against approval. The plan managed to squeeze through approval by 7-6 on the back of Sinn Féin, SDLP and Alliance support. The construction cost is estimated at between 7 to 9 million. The DRD has confirmed to the Nolan Show that as yet capital funding has not been secured to progress the project. The Alliance councillor Emmett McDonough-Brown. Good morning, Emmett McDonough-Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party's Chris Bajimsey.
Good morning, Stephen.
If you've not got a middle name, we could read too, Chris. No?
My middle name's David.
Chris David Bajimsey. Good morning to
thanks
you.
Very much.
Good morning. What do you make of this?
Well, the thing is, it's very simple. This is the idea is that to build this bridge is ideal for walkers and for cyclists, and everybody's in favour of that. But the concern is the people that I represent on the east side of the river are concerned that this could be another flashpoint. They went and saw the last minister. They have been expressing their concerns. Their concerns have been ignored. And what we want to try and do is try and allay the concerns of the people in the east of the river and let this thing maybe go ahead just as it is. But as long as we... A flashpoint
where? What is this link? Where do we...
The link is really from the lower Ormo to the lower Ravenhill.
Ah.
And there's concerns. I mean, we see the famous Peace Bridge up in Derry. Look what has happened there. There's flashpointing there, and we're concerned with that.
And so you think they'll be bricking each other on the bridge, or they'll be running over the bridge, bricking and running back, or what?
Well, the concerns of the community, and it's quite an elderly community there, is that there will be conflict. The conflict will be organised on social media, as it has done many times in the past, and you'll get you'll get people from the Protestant community will amass on one side of the bridge, from the Catholic community on the other side of the bridge, and from time to time there'll be squabbles, fights, and incursions, and so on. And they're deeply concerned. I mean, we have to recognise their concerns and try and deal with them.
Is this not such small thinking from you, Chris? Is this really the future of Belfast, that rather than build something that's good for the city, potentially, we start worrying about people fighting on it?
Well, no, it's not small-minded at all, and it's not... The future of Belfast is Belfast, where everybody can intermingle. Where
precisely.
But I mean,
so why not build the bridge and then stop the fighting rather than don't build the bridge because the fighting's going to happen?
Well, what I would be saying is, why not build the bridge and incorporate in the design methods to ensure that the fighting will be less likely to happen and then deal with it? I mean, the idea which, I mean, really came through from some of the other councillors was the heck with the community in the lower Ravenhill. We'll just build this bridge and see how it goes. And that's not going to cut the mustard on the lower Ravenhill.
Stephen, I think if you were to take the same approach whenever the construction of the Ormo Bridge and the Albert Bridge was being mooted, you wouldn't have built either. I think there's a very positive reason to build the bridge. I think it connects communities with opportunities. It will open up gasworks as a site of economic opportunity for people. It will transform walking and cycling routes across South and East Belfast. It's also a major infrastructure investment in the city. And I think it would also allow Ormo Park to be used as a city centre park. So people can walk out from the centre of the city and enjoy one of our
beautiful parks.
But what about
the community concerns?
Well, no community concerns were actually raised during the planning process. There wasn't a single petition received or objection raised through the formal planning process. So Chris talks about a degree of opposition, which there is no register of. No one has any evidence that there was opposition from the
community. Stephen, if you'd let me come in, I can explain that. The planners, in their wisdom, did not send advice to any of the houses on the on the east side of the river, and only to something like 13 houses on the west side of the river. So, of course, there wasn't concerns. There were concerns. There was a delegation went from the Lagan village to meet the minister.
And so it may be after having met the minister, their concerns were allayed
because
they didn't object.
Aware of that, because if he was aware of that, he would say that there has been concerns expressed, and he says quite categorically there hasn't. There have been. There's concerns have been expressed. They've been expressed to the councillors, they've been expressed to the minister and the department, and they've been ignored, and now we have expressed them in council.
well, there certainly haven't been any expressed through the planning process, and it strikes me as strange that people would object and visit the minister but not object.
And do you think there would be a community tension, Emmett, on that bridge?
Well, community tension happens episodically across Belfast, but I don't think it should be our primary focus. I mean, if we are to weave back together the city that has been divided for so long, projects like this should be welcomed. And I think we should recognise that they have benefits which far exceed the impact directly on the abutting communities, though they benefit too. People who walk and cycle across South and East Belfast will have a route essentially through Omo Park into the heart of the city centre. And that's a game changer for cycling and walking in the city. And I think it's important that we look back at the process that got us to this stage, because there's been extensive consultation by the department, and it's interesting that at the time the bridge was brought forward, it was in fact an also unionist minister who was in charge of the department. But as I said, there were zero objections from the community or from statutory agencies. And there were, you know, if you look at the cycling in Belfast, there were no Belfast bikes at the time that the scheme was being mooted. And now we have a revolution in cycling in the city. And if we're trying to encourage people to make a modal shift in transport in Belfast out of their cars and onto their feet and onto their bikes, then this sort of project is exactly to be welcomed.
Do you live in this area, Emmett McDonagh Brown?
I do live in the area, yes.
Close to it?
I live in the area that I represent, and this is in it, yes.
Paul in Belfast writes to me and says, Stephen, I live in the Ravenhill Reach complex. I witness every single year fireworks, golf balls, insults being launched across the river from young people on both sides. There is no doubt in my mind that this bridge will cause a flashpoint.
Well, I think if you look at other flashpoints in Belfast, you don't really see many in that kind of south and east part. I think if you were to consider that bridge were to become a flashpoint, it would be one of the longest journeys you would make in Belfast to find a point of interaction with another community if you were so minded. So I don't think that really stands up. I mean, there are other places in Belfast where these things can happen, but I think we're losing sight of the positivity around this. I mean, bridges connect the city and they stitch back together communities that were divided, as we well know. So I think it's important that we challenge them to see the benefits and the opportunities around it. And as I mentioned, opportunities at the gasworks site, perhaps for people to access more readily than they would have done otherwise, is not something that we should kind of overlook. It's important that we, if you like, allow the city to grow in such a way that includes all the communities who live in it. And I think that this bridge is important for that social cohesion as well.
It's not going to happen without the funding, and the funding isn't in place.
Well, if you look at the York Street interchange...
Where's this money coming from, this $9 million for capital expenditure?
It will come in the usual way through departmental allocations. York Street interchange isn't fully funded at £160-odd million worth of investment, but nobody doubts that it's going to happen. We can find money for things where there is political will to do so, and part of my concern would be that the unionists, in their unity, have essentially sounded the death knell for this bridge, and I would challenge them to say that that's not the case, because I think this bridge is important for Belfast.
OK, Emmett and Chris, thank you very much indeed.